morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Hear the words. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men with skin diseases approached him. Keeping their distance from him, they raised their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, show us mercy." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they left, they were clean. One of them, when he saw that he had been healed, returned and praised God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus replied, "Weren't 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? No one returned to praise God except this foreigner?" Then Jesus said to him, "Get up and go. Your faith has healed you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word that has been read and heard this morning. May it fill our hearts. May the words that are spoken be your words for your people. Amen. For a while in undergrad, I worked at Walmart. I know I've told stories of Target, but I also worked at Walmart as well as a cashier. And one of the things they do for training is they tell you, be very kind to the customer when they come through your line. Tell them, how are you today? Thank you for coming. Is there anything I can help you with? And I remember I took that to heart. So every single customer, day after day that I worked, I always made sure that I asked, how they were doing, if they needed anything, and thanking them for coming into the store. And I remember on one particular Saturday, a customer comes through my line, and I was doing the same thing I always do, and I said, how are you today? And he kind of pauses, and he looks at me, and he smiles, and he says, "You know what? I'm doing well now. I'm doing great because you asked me how my day was. I've come through Walmart and come through these lines several times, all the time, and nobody has ever asked me how my day was. So thank you." And I remember being shocked by that comment. It kind of threw me for a loop because here I was doing the job and I thought we were all trained to do this. And this customer was so surprised by my interaction of asking him how his day was. And I relate that to this story in so many ways because as I think about that, we have a story about what it means to be in relationship with Jesus and one another. That's what this story is about. It is about relationship. You have 10 people with skin diseases, and they encounter Jesus, or they see him a little ways off, and they shout out, "Jesus, have mercy on us." And Jesus does. He says, "Go and see the priest, and you will be made well." And it says in the scripture, Luke puts it that they left, and immediately they were healed. They don't even make it to the priest. They leave, and they've already been healed from their skin diseases. And one of them, a Samaritan, turns around, and he comes, and he thanks Jesus. And yet, not only does he come back and thank Jesus, Jesus comments. He says, "Weren't 10 of you? Where are the other 9? And I pause here for a moment because we often focus just on the Samaritan, the one who came back and gave praises to Jesus. But I struggle because I don't feel that those other 9 have been given a good picture over the years. We've just said, those are the ungrateful ones. They left and didn't come back and praise Jesus. But I often wonder how much we are like those other 9. That we are the ones who, with things going on in our lives, maybe they just didn't think about it. They were so excited that their skin disease was healed. Now they can actually be in the public life again. They can be with family and friends. Maybe they were so excited they could actually enter into the temple because they were now clean. And before that, you were considered unclean, so you couldn't enter into the temple. There are many things that I think could have been going on in their lives. And to quickly just assume they were ungrateful doesn't seem fair to that other 9. And so we look upon that passage, and I think how we relate to it, because so many of us get caught up in our lives. It's not that we're ungrateful. Maybe you think, "Wow, God, thank you for everything you've given to me," but you get so preoccupied that things in your life are struggling right now, and you can't quite see beyond that into the light. And so maybe you relate well with this understanding, yes, Jesus is with me, but I didn't necessarily think about it to turn around and to actually praise and thank Jesus. But with that being said, when Jesus asks the question, "Where are the other 9? I often imagine that instead of being an angry response, Jesus is compassionate. He's sad. He's grieved because
It's not just about being thanked. It's about the healing. It's about that relationship. Jesus wanted a relationship with the other nine. In scriptures, of course, Jesus is the one searching. He will search for even the lost sheep. This is the same Jesus who is grieving because he wants to be in relationship. And the Samaritan understood that. He understood that a little differently than the other nine did. They were healed, yes, of their physical ailments, but their spiritual soul was longing and left longing for a deeper and closer relationship. There was a song recently that I heard on the radio, and I didn't even catch who it was by or really what the song title was called, but it was kind of a rap about our lives today and social media and how like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter were meant to connect people. They were created as a way for you to be in connection with somebody in a different state, in a different town far away, so that you can still be in contact and see photos of them. Well, unfortunately, what has happened is that this connection Facebook was meant to do has instead did the opposite. We are no longer or more connected now than we were before. Most of the time, our connection is on a screen. It is not personable as it once was. In fact, people now would rather message one another or text one another than to say, come, let's have a cup of coffee and get together and talk and be face to face. And that's what's missing in this story as well for the other nine. They're missing that connection with Jesus, that relationship. It's so easy to get caught up in the technology, in the media. I imagine that those nine, if they were today, if it was a modern setting, that those nine would have left, and maybe they would have thought, oh, I should thank Jesus, so I'll message him, or maybe I'll befriend him on Facebook, and it'll be good, right? I'll be friends with Jesus. We'll be buddies that way. It'll be a distant yet a close connection. That's what social media has done, and it's done wonderful things, too. Of course, I'm talking to you, and I'm a person who uses social media quite often, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. But the connection of human face-to-face contact has gone away because of this social media trend that we have going on. We'd rather send emojis and short messages than to actually go and shake someone's hand and be personable. Another example of that is, I've kind of been putting this to the test lately. Whenever I go to a store, especially I'll go to like Walmart and Decora, and I will go to the cashier and I will wait. And I'll wait and see if they ask me how my day is. And if they don't, I respond to them, how is your day going? How are you doing today? And I did this one time, and the cashier kind of looked at me. She kind of paused, and then she just kept ringing up the items. And she did this until the very end, and I was thinking, okay, is it something I said? Is she offended? What's going on? And after she finished ringing up the last item, she looked at me and she said, I just really don't know how to answer that. I don't know how to respond when people ask me that question. And I thought about that, and I thought, how sad is that? That we have gotten to the point in which we don't even know how to answer a personable question of how are you doing today? That we have become so distant and reliant on our social media that connection of just being genuine, being caring, compassionate people is in some way distant. She didn't understand or know how to respond anymore. We've lost that human connection. And in this scripture passage, those nine, I feel, it's not that they are ungrateful, but they have been lost in human connection. They have been gone, maybe secluded so long they don't know what it means to truly have a relationship. The Samaritan, the most odd of all of them, the one who spent his life oftentimes ignored or pushed aside because he was from a different country, a different religious belief than the other ones, he actually figured it out. He got it. He knew what it was like to feel welcomed and loved and in a relationship with Jesus. That's why at the very end, Jesus tells him, go, your faith has healed you. It seems odd to us because he'd already been healed from his skin disease. But Jesus is saying in this moment, not only are you healed from that skin disease, you understand, you are healed by faith. You understand relationship and connection. So Jesus, when he says, where are the nine? I imagine he's just longing for the nine to come back and be in his presence, to be in relationship with him. Yes, they were healed, but it's more than the healings that we receive or don't receive. It's not always so black and white in that sense, because what it really matters for us as Christians is that relationship we have with Jesus. And that'll give us the strength well. That'll give us the energy to help one another, to show the same love, to be compassionate. And it is our call to not let people not know how to answer how they're doing today. That we have this responsibility as well as the joy to show what it means to be in relationship, not just with one another, but with relationship with Christ. If you find yourself as the nine, and you're just so caught up in your life and so busy, then this scripture is a calling to turn around, to go back to God, to be grateful and thankful for all that God has blessed you with, and to be in relationship with Jesus. And if you find yourself pretty good and you're saying, you know, I'm doing a great job, I'm like the Samaritan, I'm in a good relationship, ask yourself if it's only because you're in a good place in your life when things struggle. Are you still in that close relationship, or do you distance yourself because God seems farther away? That Samaritan understood a message that is for all of us. Its relationship with Jesus is more important than any healing and than anything going on in our lives, because we were created to be in relationship. The triune God we worship is a relationship within itself. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why humans are craving constantly for that connection. Don't let a Facebook or a shallow idea of connection rule your lives. Let your connection be genuine and true with one another and with God. Let us pray. God, at times when we struggle to love one another, we struggle to connect to humans, to your creation. We call out to you that you might guide our hearts, guide our minds back, direct them back to your love. To be in relationship with you. Above all else, our thankfulness flows from the relationship and love that you have shown to us. Let us always remember that. Let us draw closer to you for encouragement and love. And when we get so busy with our lives, let us not be the ones to forget to turn around and to come back and be in your presence.